Chair to call a meeting to order. Discuss and make a decision on the culvert purchase for project number one, Mountain Brook.
So I'll call Matt. I did talk to him yesterday. And he says Lane is out 12 to 14 weeks, which is going to be too long. So we're going to have to go with the second offer.
Yeah. That was my preference anyway, so.
But I will call him. Try to get on the phone here.
It was also Nate's preference as well.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
Good. This is Mike Bickford. We're at a selectman's meeting this morning.
Okay.
Yep, you are being recorded, and we're just talking about the culverts here. Do you want to speak on that behalf?
Yeah, I gave you guys all a bid analysis for the two bids we received on the culvert. One was from Contact, the other one's for a company called Lane Enterprises. Lane came in lower by around $13,000. However, they're going to have issues of delivering it on time because our goal is to try to get this culvert installed this year before the October permit, lapses. And Contact, who is higher, seem to be more consistent with their delivery times, and they're out more like 6 to 8 weeks, which gives us a more predictable outcome of when we can get the culverts by. And then the goal is to get the installation of the culvert RFP out this week, and then we'll get bids, within the next month here, and hopefully they can start, construction by the first week of September, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Any guys any questions?
How many people are we projecting to send the RFP to, or just post it and see who responds?
I have a list from Nate Seacart, who's the engineer, and I believe he sent me, I think, like five or six names. And, he's recently had one project in Berg that went out to bid. He received three bids on. And so the other two that did not get the project, I think they're hungry to get another, project underneath the belt this year. So I think we're going to at least get two or three bids.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Matt, this is Keith. We shouldn't have any problem with our...
I'm losing you.
Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Keith Eichmann's talking to you now.
Go ahead.
We shouldn't have any problem with the contractor by the town purchasing the culvert, should we?
No. The reason we're doing this is to speed things up.
Otherwise, right.
If we rely on the contractor to order it, it would be way too late.
Okay, that's what we figured. I just wanted to make sure we're not going to have a conflict with the contractor when the time comes to get something done. So.
Yeah, and not only that, the town saved money on markups.
Right.
Markups on this.
Yeah, okay. So do we deal with, when we decide to pay the check to, who do we deal with, Nate on this, or you, or just do it ourselves through the company?
You'll deal directly with Contact. So if you guys are good to go, you let me know. What I will do is I will send an email to the sales guy at Contact and copy Aaron and copy Mike and say that they've been awarded, and then to send the town whatever documents, contact needs in order to purchase and, to get the process going. Because we want them to get the submittal drawings to Nate as quickly as possible.
Okay, sounds good.
Questions?
No, I don't believe so. You guys got any more questions?
Matt, Jeff Hayes, just one clarification. Is the contact culvert the pre-assembled type thing that they come in and do once it's delivered to the site?
No, it'll come in parts because it's so big. This is a 60-foot diameter, 63 feet long, sloped ends, inlet and outlet. Or they call it bevel. And it'll come in parts, and it'll take the contractor a good 2 to 3 days, maybe 4 days to assemble it. And that's one of the reasons why these are so. This is why this is so competitive, because we did receive a precast version, and you guys saw the price of that, and that was almost four times.
Right. Yep. Okay. So it's all up to the contractor with his bid to put it all together anyway.
What I would recommend is in my RFP, I'm going to tell them that this product will be assigned to them, and then from there, they will be responsible for all the parts and pieces. Because, let's say if one of the guys, loses a pack of bolts or something, that's going to be on them to go get the right bolts from contact. It won't be from the town. So I want to protect the town so that you guys don't get change orders from them saying, oh, we lost a set of bolts or we lost a piece of siding, a piece of culvert. So it will be assigned to them. They have to sign off on it that they received it.
Okay.
Yep.
So for you guys, it'll be a matter of, where do you want to receive it? If you receive it at the town hall, let me know, because that's where I can say that's where the contractors have to come to pick it up, and take it over to the job site or wherever they want to assemble it.
Right. Yeah, we'll probably have it delivered here. That way there, it's not set beside the road somewhere.
Right. You want to keep it protected.
Yep. Okay, that's all the questions I got. You guys all good?
Okay.
Clear.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Bye. You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we
go with contact.
Direct Matt to order our culvert from contact. And we get moving on it.
Seconded it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Don't move.
Didn't see anything anywhere so far concerning that sort of wing wall.
I don't think they're going to have a wing wall.
That's kind of what I was thinking, that Nate wasn't big on the wing wall thing, but...
I think the angle of the culvert's going to be different at the top. I think they're going to cut it at an angle.
And then we still have
one in the
other.
Middle.
Any one of them. Those are just examples.
Side,
so there are wing walls that can be purchased. Yes.
Right.
So you'd have to kind of armor that opposite bank.
I think that's why they're going to cut that at that angle.
Yeah.
So you can armor your bank to that angle. And then you'll have a wider road.
And you're just going to armor the... bank at the entrance to the culvert anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can get it with wing walls, okay?
Yeah.
So that's a question that we need to ask Nate.
Right. He wasn't...
Those are all contact.
Right. Yeah, this is what they've been running down here, but we can ask Nate, and he can design it how he feels.
I'm past the designs that were given to us by Glenn Robia initially in December. I think we're past that point. So, anyway, it's a question, I would think.
It's a little tricky over there with that wing wall on the upper side because you've got another brook coming down from the field.
Right.
That's the catchy part right there. I mean, I think you wanted to go with a different opening on that so you could build that whole road out to that same opening and make the road wider, but that can be a question. We can...
And that's still going to be concrete poured in place on both sides and then this structure?
All depends on how he designs it in the design.
I thought that's what Nate's design was.
Well, if that's what he said, then that's probably what it would be, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, so they have a lot of different...
They usually pour them in place, two contacts. That's what the other company did.
It could be.
Well, I just noticed that they didn't.
Design.
That one down lower was just stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
So again, that becomes a real question for Nate. You see it anywhere?
Yeah, I see it. I saw it. See it. Yeah, they poured that all in place. Did a nice job.
Sure.
My only question on this one wing wall. As long as it's not too long and it comes into that runoff coming down that road from that field.
Yeah.
That's my question.
Be some big armor put back in there, I think.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Anyway, that's how they did it down there and put it in place.
Yeah, that's on the brook road.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that...
Yeah,
that one was poured into concrete once it was set in place.
The picture, it shows the cement on the outside of it and everything.
Yeah.
I think they lay the base of that down first and pour that in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they contact, and then they put it all together from that up through.
And then they freaking...
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
No.
Looks good.
Should
yep.
last a long time. That'll take some beating.
So with that price of that culvert, they must already know whether they're getting the wing walls or not. With the price.
It didn't say. But
it didn't say. Leastwise, the information that came to us was just a price sheet.
Well, let me call him back real quick before I get hold of him. Because he must know. If we're ordering a culvert, it's got to be one piece.
Yeah,
from contact.
Or Nate, either one could probably answer it.
But they gave him the prices, so he must have an idea of what we're getting. Commonwealth. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, with this price of this culvert we're ordering, is that include the wing walls and all that with the culvert or not?
It will come in. It'll be whatever.
Nate
designed for the all the aluminum.
Right.
So any of the wing walls, I think he's doing a rock or riprap style wing wall.
Right.
From what I can tell.
Yeah. That's kind of the assumption I got from him last time he was here.
Yeah, he was just going with a beveled inlet and outlet.
Right.
And then the wing wall will be installed by the contractor, which is going to be number three, number four probably.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I just didn't want to be waiting for parts and pieces if that's what we needed, but he must have it figured out, so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Good, bye.
Bye. So I would just order whatever Nate designed, and that's what we get.
Yep.
No, that was his recommendation. So
right,
that's
correct.
All. But it's all on the same page anyway.
Yep.
Okay, we have one addition. The bond bank signatures for the second loan.
So we've already approved this loan and stuff, but I just need some signatures. We're going to close. Eli MS is going to close the loan for us on the 23rd. So I need... I needed Keith Wooster's and he just left. I'll get him. you can sign as a witness to his signature. Might as well keep that pen for a second.
Okay.
Have this paperwork.
Mike, do you know what the owner contingency type stuff is? Not what it specifically is, but what
all
is it in theory?
Three of you on this one.
Adjusted price H3411 owner contingency. I do not know. I'm assuming we're the owner, so.
Correct.
So I'm unsure if the culvert's actually $83,000 or $75,000, but adjusted price $83,411 with only contingency.
I think that might be that. Remember he said we would need to buy our own insurance or something, or bond or something. I don't remember the word he exactly used, but.
Who wrote this? You did? Or he did?
I wrote that.
You wrote that.
Yeah, but all from what he had here. $75,000. So
owner contingency 10%.
So
that's
that was
10%
their
of that.
Bid, and
yeah.
Then yeah.
Owner contingency. I don't know what the hell that means.
Please.
Have one more time. Hey, me again.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this owner contingency of adjusted 10%? Is that, what is that?
I put that down just for a 10% just for you guys. Just so that you guys budget something.
Right. Okay.
Any surprises, you never know.
Right, I got you. Okay.
That's just purely your protection.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's a what if thing.
What's that?
That's a what if thing. What if something happens,
right,
or something changes, or
yep,
blah blah blah. Okay.
Got anything else that's pressing?
Nope.
Not at this point.
Okay. Next select board meeting scheduled for Monday, August 4th, 6 p.m. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So move.